she learned from the kiss we see of a shin is the one who holds this svara that Niksaf could also become Kaddish. And also Rashi says we also hear he makes this hekish of Tumura Lamaisa Behema. That's the Rayim. Shin is the one that makes this hekish. Learn out Tumura from Maisa Behema, just like Maisa Behema is learned on the Shalom when it's after it's born, who are doing Tumura also. Samara says no, maybe it's no proof. Samara says again, Ela Lav Rav Shimon, Masad Lai, Rav Yossi, time of the Nakshi come, according to Rav Yossi, he's only saying the time according to himself, not that he's talking back to Rav Shimon, or could be he's only saying his own time, maybe. Rashi says, Mihol, let him hear you have no proof of Tanakam, Rav Shimon, Tanakam is Rav Shimon. Really, I could tell you, it's Rav Meiri, or else Rav Yehudi, and we don't know that they make any hekish of Maisa Behemah to Tumura. But rather, Rabbi Yossi is only talking about himself. He's speaking it out that just like over there, it's chal. He also should be chal. So, kids, you don't have any proof to the father that is the pshat. That's according to Rabbi Shimon that he holds that you make this hekish of tumura from Maisa Behemah. So that's how we know that he can't be mine. We can't make tumura on an uber. Ben Achnami, uber itself maybe is called a behemah. Therefore, it's mutter v'shchita asayim. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be? Hamavakeres, Hamakashuleled. Let's say the mother now is having a hard time giving birth to its first animal, its petarechem, which aloch of a petarechem is the first one, has Kedushas Bechor, has an animal that's called the Kedushas Bechor on it. So Hamavakeres, Hamakashuleled. Now Mechates, Ezer, or Mashnach Miklovim. If, let's say, when the first yad comes out, you cut it off before it had a leda, so it has no Kedushas Bechor on it. Therefore, that Avery, let it throw away and give it to the cloven teeth. What's going to be Yotarubay? Let's say once the rave of the animal comes out, now it has a Kedushas Bechor on it. So now the local is a rave that you cover. Now you have to burn what came out. Because the Yitzias Ruh rave is Chal Kedushalov, and now you cover Hashem Yivolet. And therefore, is Venifteres Minabchorah. Whatever comes out after this does not have Kedushas Bechor anymore. This is called the Petarechem, the Din Bechor is called upon this one, not what comes after it. That's called Venefteres Menabachorah. Because of this lady, even though you cut it off into pieces, still it's called the Petarechem, and what comes out afterwards has no Kedushas Bechor. Let me say like this. It will learn like this. What's going to be Yotzah Shlish? Let's say one third of the Bechor came out already. Omach, when the owner sold it, never come to a guy. The chos of the yotzei shlishach, and then another third come out. So the question is, if the guy owns a part of it, there's no kedushas bechor chal. So the kedushas is the mechira chal to say there's no kedushas bechor, and maybe no. So it's a machlokes. Rav Huna Rav Makodesh. Rav Huna says no, the kedushas bechor is chal, and the mechira is botol. Rav Huna ain't a kodesh. No, the kedushas is not chal, the mechira is chal. What's the machlokes? Rav Huna Rav Makodesh that the kedushas bechor is chal. Kesava kasiyot once rave comes out. The Mafreya Kodesh, it fitted like it was Chal, the Kedushas Bechor, right away, every little piece that came out. The Chivin and Ophag Merubay, once Raven of the animal, the Bechor, came out, Igloimus, now it reveals to us that the Mafreya did Mikor Revi Kodesh, that it was Kodesh right away, every little piece of this animal had Kedushas Bechor on it. And therefore, my dissolving, Lekulim Zolvin, not that you sold it to a guy, means nothing. And now that I sell a Bechor to a guy, you can't take off the Kedusha. It was already Chal Kedusha's Bechor on it. Rabba holds no. Ain't a Kedush. No, it's not Chal Kedusha on it. Why? Kesever, he holds Mikan Labo Kedush. A Kedusha's Bechor is only Chal after whether the animal comes out. That's when it's Chal Kedusha. Therefore, my dissolving, since you sold it before Rav came out, Shap is Zelvin. What you sold was a good sale. The mice and now when Rove came out, since part of it already belongs to a guy, there's no Kedushas Bechor Chal on it. The Mor says, we all do it, they both go according to their own reasoning. People learn like this. What's going to be Yotza Shlish Derech Daifin? Let's say one third of the animal comes out through the side. Or Shnei Shlish, then two thirds comes out Derech Rechem, a regular birth. So shall this called the Peter Rechem to Pata Bechor or not? Ravun Ramayan the Kaddish, it has no Kedusha on it. Rabbi Rama Kodesh, yes, it has Kedusha. Rafun Rama in the Kodesh, this Bechor has no Kedusha Bechor on it. Rafun Latayma, the Yom Lamafreya Kodesh, that's the Bechor Lamafreya. And therefore, Ruba Kama, Leitze Berechem, when right of this animal is out, since the first third completely came out through the Dauphin, And now when the hair from the next bird came out, that's over the animal, that's when it later should be chal. It's not called the later, the rechem. Therefore it has no kedushas mechol bichal on it. Rav Roma Kodesh, yes, it's called the kedusha. Rav Roma time of the Yama, Mikan Labo Kodesh. Only when Rav comes out, that's when the kedusha is chal. It's so Ruba Derech Rechem Nosek Lemaisa, Rav with this animal came out through the Rechem. Therefore it's chal, the kedusha is mechol on it. And the Moses of Tzrich, we need both Mechloikasim. Tiyash, Mina Boab, all come to Rav Huna. We should Lekul, we only go Lekul, we say the kedusha is not chal. Aber Baak, Lekul, maybe more than the rabbit. Lekul, maybe you won't say it. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue with all this. Let's come on again on the next tape. We'll stop here.